From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A Bay Area rapid transit officer charged with murdering an unarmed man in an Oakland subway station has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. 28-year-old Johannes Messerly, who is white, had originally been charged with second-degree murder in the killing of 22-year-old Oscar Grant, a black man shot on New Year's Day of 2009. NPR's Richard Gonzalez was in the Los Angeles courtroom when the verdict was read.
Johannes Messerly was remanded into custody. He was handcuffed and led out of the courtroom. He turned to his family and silently whispered, "I love you, I'll be all right," and then he was taken out of the courtroom. He will be sentenced on August 6th. The involuntary manslaughter conviction comes with a potential penalty of 2, 3, or 4 years in state prison. He may receive additional time because the jury found that he used a gun in the commission of a crime. That could wind up costing him an additional 6 years in prison. We won't know until the sentencing.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez. The shooting was caught on videotape. What is being billed as the biggest spy swap since the Cold War, 10 individuals will be heading for Russia, while 4 people held there will be returned to the U.S. 10 people entered guilty pleas today in New York to charges of being unregistered foreign agents for Russia. Attorney General Eric Holder, during a taping for the CBS program Face the Nation, explains why the decision to embark on a swap was made.
They could have been placed in jail, but we saw this as an opportunity to get back to England and get back to the United States, these 4 people in whom we had a great deal of interest.
Holder says the reason espionage charges were not filed in the case is no classified information was exchanged. Government has lost its appeal to keep a temporary ban on new deepwater drilling. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports a federal appellate court ruled quickly after a hearing in New Orleans.
The Obama administration had sought to put on hold a New Orleans federal judge's ruling that struck down the 6-month drilling moratorium while the government appealed. But a 3-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals found that the government failed to show it would suffer irreparable injury if the ban isn't restored. The trial judge found that the government's decision to ban deepwater drilling was arbitrary and capricious. The Interior Department argues the moratorium is necessary while it studies deepwater drilling risks in the wake of the BP oil spill. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The buildup and anticipation about where NBA star LeBron James will play next season is over. The 25-year-old took part in an hour-long TV show on ESPN, confirming he is saying so long to the Cleveland Cavaliers and heading south.
And this fall, man, this is very tough. And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
James joins Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. He said he felt the decision would give him the best opportunity to play on a championship team. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 120 points. This is NPR. A federal appeals court in New Orleans is denying the government's bid to keep in place a 6-month moratorium on deepwater drilling. The appeals court in its ruling says the Interior Department failed to show any likelihood drilling would resume pending appeal. The court has scheduled oral arguments on the matter for August 30th. The Obama administration has said it planned to immediately issue a new ban if the appeals court barred it from reinstating the moratorium. Thousands of people are in emergency shelters as a tropical depression continues to dump water on the Texas-Mexico border region. It's adding to an already flooded Rio Grande. David Martin Davies of Texas Public Radio reports from San Antonio.
The Rio Grande is trying to absorb the rain runoff from last week's Hurricane Alex, and there's a steady downpour across the region from a tropical depression. It's sending the Border River out of its banks to a level not seen in Laredo, Texas since 1971. The rushing floodwaters have forced downtown businesses and neighborhoods to be evacuated and closed 2 international bridges. Laredo Emergency Operations spokesperson Joe Baez said there was a scare when several 18-wheeler trailers were spotted floating down the river in a collision course with the bridges.
The Mexican authorities were able to act quickly and actually secure some of those trailers, detaining and making sure that those trailers did not impact the bridges with full force.
As the floodwaters move towards the Gulf of Mexico, downstream communities prep for their turn at disaster. For NPR News, I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Domestic automaker Chrysler, which has lagged counterparts Ford and GM in terms of its recovery, is out with a new incentive to lure buyers into its showrooms. The automaker says it plans to offer consumers a 60-day money-back guarantee on new vehicles and also offers to make first-time payments of 2 months for buyers of its cars. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.